Libya's rebels accused Algeria of an act of aggression for admitting the fleeing wife of Muammar Gaddafi and three of his children. But the whereabouts of the former leader himself remain unknown. Algeria's foreign ministry said Gaddafi's wife Safiya, his daughter, and his sons had entered Algeria yesterday morning. Meanwhile, the conflict in the country continues to take its toll on civilians. The International Committee of the Red Cross is working to try and ease the humanitarian situation. Lydia O'Kane spoke to ICRC spokesperson Robin Waudo, who is based in Tripoli, about some of their concerns.
The first main concern for us was for the wounded who had been affected by the ongoing conflict. Since the conflict started in Tripoli just over a week ago, the fighting has resulted in a lot of casualties, many, many wounded who have been taken to the clinics and hospitals to be treated. But some of these were overwhelmed at the beginning of the week last week because medical workers were not willing to go to the hospitals because of the security situation. But as the days have gone by, there's more and more medical workers. So that was the first challenge. The second challenge was the provision of surgical materials and dressings and this kind of materials that can be used to treat war wounded. So the ICRC distributed these and has been continuing to do this throughout the week in Tripoli, and now looking at going to the nearby cities in order to assess their situation and be able to support them with the medical sphere as well. So that's what we've been looking at. But in addition to that, we brought in a surgical team on the weekend that has started working at one of the specialist hospitals to provide surgery for those who need it.
Robin, what about things that people really need? I'm thinking food and water. I'm thinking basics. How bad is or good is the situation at the moment?
At this moment, the situation of food is not bad. The shops have begun to open up towards the end of last week, and now there are more and more shops open, and there is still food stocks in the shops, so people are coming out. They feel much more safer in various areas in Tripoli and can go and buy their household needs for food. The problem of water is a serious problem, although there's a stopgap measure because there's a lot of wells within Tripoli. People have them in their residential homes and some mosques have them as well. So there is a stopgap measure, although the water has completely been cut off from flowing into Tripoli at one of the major points. Now, what the ICRC is doing is speaking with the authorities, national authorities, to be able to see how we can support them to reconnect this water as soon as possible.
Are people staying put in the major cities, or have a lot of people fled? What's the situation with regarding how people are, you know, being displaced from their own places?
There is a lot of population movement since this conflict started. People moving out of areas that fighting was going on, from the Nafusa Mountain, from different other places. But as security was being restored, people started coming back. So in Tripoli, people came in from Zawiya. Some of them left much earlier when the conflict started. So there is a lot of movement of people, and we don't have a real indication of how it has developed, although we know that a lot of people also left the countries, especially foreign nationals, because of fear for their security. Now, there are no structured IDP camps or that kind of thing. Most people have been absorbed by families within the country or by communities. But we know that there were some camps across the border in Tunisia. Right now, we don't have a very clear indication of what is happening there. But also people from there who had been displaced began returning to their countries, to their country, I mean, and especially in the Western Mountains.
What exactly is the security situation at the moment, and is it impeding aid agencies' work?
In Tripoli, the security situation has improved since the ending of the week, as areas have relative calm has been restored in these areas in Tripoli especially. And in some areas, there are still pockets of fighting going on. Those are the areas that would be very insecure. at the beginning of last week, the security was very sensitive. Even our teams were going out very carefully, but we've been talking to both parties to the conflict, so we're able to move between across the front lines in government-controlled areas and armed opposition-controlled areas. But the security is slowly being restored. And in terms of other organizations working here in Tripoli, only the ICRC has been working in government-controlled, in what were government-controlled areas until today. Only one other organization that has entered is MSF. But otherwise, the ICRC has been the only organization operating in these areas for the past 6 months.